Good morning. Now I will introduce our work on mapping QTLs for pre-harvest sprouting resistance in the United States hard white winter wheat. Pre-harvest sprouting refers to the germination of grains in a physiologically matured wheat spike just before or during harvest if there is sufficient rain in the field. It can seriously reduce grain quality. Sprouted wheat flour will lose its thickening power, and the bread baked from the sprouted wheat flour will have a small volume and a contact interior. It has been shown that seed dormancy is the major component to pre-harvest sprouting. And in general, white wheat are more susceptible to pre-harvest sprouting than red grain wheat. Since white wheat have more advantages than red grain wheat, it is much more preferred for flour production. So mapping QTLs in white wheat and breed pre-harvest sprouting resistant cultivar is very important. There have been many studies about mapping QTLs to pre-harvest sprouting resistance. And in red wheat, 3 major QTLs have been mapped on the long arm of group 3 chromosome, which colocalized with the R gene for red seed color. And in white wheat, 1 major QTL have been mapped on 4AL from the germplasm from Africa, Japan, and China. To improve pre-harvest resistance in white wheat, more QTLs independent of the origin are needed. Rio Blanco is a hard white winter wheat planted in large area in the United States and have been widely used to breed many new cultivars. It also showed high resistance to pre-harvest sprouting. So our objectives were first to identify and validate QTLs for pre-harvest sprouting resistance in Rio Blanco. And second, to develop markers closely linked to the QTLs for marker assist selection. The plant materials we used include two populations. The first population comes from the cross of Rio Blanco crossing with NW97S186. This population was used for the initial mapping. The second population comes from the cross of Rio Blanco crossing with NW97S078. This population was used to verify the QTLs detected in the first population. This is the resistant parent, Rio Blanco. It shows low germination rate after the germination test. And this is one susceptible parent, NW97S186. It showed high germination rate after the germination test. The pre-harvest sprouting resistance were conducted in 3 greenhouse experiments and 1 field experiment during 2005 to 2007. The physiologically matured spikes were harvested and air-dried for 5 days and then stored at minus 20 centigrade. The germination tests were conducted in a moist chamber for 7 days, and then the pre-harvest sprouting resistance was measured by the percentage of germinated canals in a spike. This picture showed the germination test in the moist chamber. And a humidifier was used to keep high humidity in the chamber. And a hand mist bottle was used to spray fungicide terricola to control the fungal contamination in the chamber. Bulk segregate analysis was used to screen 1430 primer pairs, and an ABI 3730 DNA sequencer was used for SSR analysis. Germ map and QTL cartographer were used for the map construction and QTL detection. The seed germination rate of the resistant parent Rio Blanco was 10.7%, and the susceptible parent was 64.2%. The germination rate in the population was continuous and showed a bimodal distribution with a higher peak towards the resistant parent Rio Blanco. This picture showed the germination of the two parents and and some rios. This is the sexual parent, the resistant parent, and these are some rios showing different germination rate. After polymorphism detection, 324 markers detected polymorphism between the two parents, and 112 detected polymorphism between the two boxes. This picture showed the polymorphism detected by marker box 12. This one is the resistant parent. This is the susceptible parent. And this one is the resistant box, and this one is the susceptible box. So the resistant box have the same band with the resistant parent, and the susceptible box showed the same band with the susceptible box. So this marker detected polymorphism both between the two parents and between the two boxes. This picture showed the segregation of this marker in some of the rios detected in this population. After linkage analysis, 9 linkage groups were identified, and these linkage groups were used to detect QTLs to pre-harvest sprouting resistance. After QTL detection, 4 QTLs were detected. The first QTL located on 3EF. This QTL was detected in all the experiments. It explained 17.6 to 32.7 in the greenhouse experiment, and it also explained 11.8 of the field experiment. So this QTL is mostly like a major QTL to pre-harvest sprouting resistance in Rio Blanco. The other 3 QTLs located on 1A, and the other 2 located on 2B. These 3 QTLs were detected only in 1 year of the greenhouse experiment, and the phenotypic variation they explained a little part. So these 3 QTLs are 3 minor QTLs to pre-harvest sprouting resistance. This graph showed the map location of the 4 detected QTLs. This is 1A. The QTL was detected only in the 2005 greenhouse experiment. This is 2B. 2 minor QTLs were detected, and 2 were detected in the 2006 greenhouse experiment, and 1 flanked by marker GWM132 and DAF398 was detected also in the mean value of the greenhouse experiment. This is 3A. This QTL was detected in all the experiments. It was flanked by 3 closely linked markers, BAC12, BAC57, and BAC321. This is the QTL cut graph plot of the major QTL detected on 3ES. The peak was flanked by marker BAC12 and BAC321. And this QTL showed a higher LR value in the experiment, in all the experiments. The detected QTL in the first population was screened in the second population. After QTL detection, only the QTL located on 3ES was validated. It explained 17.9 to 31% of the phenotypic variation in the 3 greenhouse experiment, and it explained 58% of the phenotypic variation of the mean value of the greenhouse experiment. So this QTL was detected in both of the two populations, and it explained a large portion of the phenotypic variation. So it's a major QTL to pre-harvest sprouting resistance in the white wheat Rio Blanco. So our research identified a new QTL in white wheat Rio Blanco. This QTL showed a major effect in two genetic backgrounds and different environments. We also identified three SSR markers, BARC12, BARC57, and BARC321. These three markers are tightly linked to the 3EF QTL and can be used in the marker assisted selection to breed white pre-harvest sprouting resistant cultivars. And we also identified three QTLs on 2B and 1A. These three QTLs are only detected in one experiment and showed minor effects to pre-harvest sprouting resistance. So their effects need to be validated furthermore. This research was conducted in the USDA genotyping lab in Kansas. This is a picture of our lab members, and this is Dr. Bai, Guiwa Bai, this is Dr. Paul, and this is Amy Jianbin. We greatly thank their help during the research process. That's all.
I think we have time for a question or two. Do you know the source of the pre-harvest sprouting gene that's in the pedigree of Rio Blanco? Do you know what the pedigree of Rio Blanco is?
Yeah.
You don't know?
Maybe there's another white wheat show the resistance. Cream.
Clark's cream.
Yeah, Clark's cream, yeah. I don't know the relation between the two varieties.
Okay. Any other questions?
What are the future plans with the
future plan, first, we want to find mapping the major QTL located on the 3ES. And maybe marker assisted selection to breed pre-harvest sprouting resistant cultivar. White wheat. I think the QTL peak was flanked by three closely linked markers, BARC12, BARC57, and BARC321. The distance between each marker is 1 centimeter. I think it's good for marker assisted selection and fine mapping of the QTL.